fires one. It is deep to right field, and that ball is going. Going, it is gone. Roger Maris gets his first hit of the series.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder and he tosses up his ball. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground. Now the little boy doesn't say a word. Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says, I am the greatest there has ever been. And he grits his teeth and he tries it again. And the ball goes up and the ball comes down. Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground.
The song brings back memories watching the video. This is Kenny Rogers, who we lost recently. And I remember being in my baseball cap with my bat and in our big yard and trying to hit that home run. All right, welcome to another edition of the Friar Phil Show. I'm Friar Phil, obviously, as you can tell by the voice. And we're going to get right into the guest right away today, because they are on a busy schedule, and there's three of them. There's Sonia, and then there's the Brummer Boys. Hi, kids.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
How am I? I'm fine. Would have been better if we won the game yesterday, but that's fine.
Are you mad?
Am I mad? No, I was just disappointed. I was more disappointed than mad, but they've got to do better, and hopefully they will. I want to tell people, by the way, we're recording this on a Monday, so it's right after the weekend series, and we haven't played Texas yet. So if you're wondering why I'm not talking about the Texas games, that's why we recorded on Monday. All right, Sonia, could you tell us a little bit about the kids and how they got started in baseball and how Cameron got to be the genius that he is?
Sure. Well, baseball is one of the sports that they got to start playing at the youngest age. And we brought them to Padres games as babies. And so they have just been, just baseball's been their life. That's all they know for the most part. And basketball, yes. But they love to play nonstop. On the baseball field at home, wherever they can find any space. They love it. So, yeah, just Cameron, when his viral video went viral, it was because he just pays attention to the way Alex Miniak announces every single player. And he just started paying attention to all the numbers on the jerseys. And it just went from there, just snowballed. And they've had a great time. And Kyson's been right there, too.
Fantastic story. And you know, it's my opinion too that the Padres should have made these kids the official kids of the Padres.
They do call them the Princes of Petco Park.
The Princes of Petco Park.
Yeah.
So you guys are princes, you're royalty then.
Royalty.
My goodness.
It's fun going to Padre games because everybody knows them. We always stop by Fox Sports on the way out and say hi to everyone. And you know, it's our home away from home, and that's where half of our friends are. So it's been a bummer this season not seeing our friends, but at least we can watch some games on TV. Mm-hmm. We'll take that for now.
At least we have that. But I'm in the same dilemma with the season being canceled. Mm-hmm. For us fans, at least, man, yeah. You know, a good number of my friends are also part of that Padres Twitter.
It was funny, the first series when at Petco Park, and they show all the cardboard cutouts back there, and the boys asked, why aren't we there? And I said, well, it's just for Padres family members. And they're like, well, we're family. I'm like, yeah. Well, yes, but, you know, so is the Pod squad, and they're not back there. And Tyson said, well, they get paid to be family. We're just family.
Real family. People keep asking me, too, where's my cutout? And I don't know. I haven't made one, so if somebody wants to volunteer to make one and stick it in there, fine with me. Right. It would kind of look funny with me sitting right behind home plate criticizing every at-bat that they have.
What? So, and then we looked into buying one, but we have four family members, so it's hard to just pick one of us to buy one cardboard cutout.
Yeah. It's hard because you'd want all four. All right. So, Cameron, could you tell me what the lineup is for the Padres on any given night?
You want to know today's lineup? What you think it's going to be?
I don't know, but I know that there will be a designated hitter.
Yeah. Go ahead and.
I think I know that Tatis is going to bat. It's going to be batting third, but I don't think there's someone else.
Start off doing your announcing. He's doing a deep breath here. He's getting his game face ready.
Deep breaths.
And now, the lineup for your San Diego Padres in the manager number 32, Drake Tingler. Leading off, the first baseman number 30, Eric Hosmer. Batting second, the center fielder number two, Trent Grisham. Batting third, the shortstop number 23, Fernando Tatis Jr. Batting fourth, the designated hitter number 4, Will Myers. Batting fifth, the second baseman number 5, Ray Garcia. Batting six, the third baseman number 13, Manny Machado. Batting seven, the left fielder number 9, Jake Cronenworth. Batting eight, the right fielder number 22, Josh Naylor. Batting ninth, the catcher number 27, Francisco Mejia.
All right, that's
play ball.
Play ball. That was fantastic, and I like the idea of Hosmer leading off. That's curious.
Thank you.
I mean, he might be a good leadoff guy too, because he's connecting with the ball. He's having a good run of it right now in between stomach problems. But he may be able to get himself on base for Tatis when he comes up batting third. And Grisham is doing really good too. So what do you kids think of the DH in the National League?
I like it because the pitcher, I don't like... I like designated hitter because the pitcher, they don't bat, because the pitcher, like, you kind of know that they're probably going to get out.
Yeah.
So it gives you like a better advantage to score more points.
Yeah, I like the DH too. I like kind of the strategy you have to use when you have a pitcher instead of a DH. But then with the DH, you keep your pitchers good. You don't risk injury with them. So it's a double-edged sword, but I'd like the DH. It works for me for right now. If we can find a DH, that'll be a steady DH person, because Jay Stingler has tried several different people, and we don't have a definitive, you know.
I like DH because the pitcher can't bother the team, so they don't get like more outs from the second inning or the third inning.
Yeah, that can happen when the pitcher bats. And it's unfortunate, you know, because if you've ever watched batting practice, it seems like it's just a home run derby and the pitchers are just standing out in the field catching stuff. I think if I was the manager, they'd be learning how to hit singles and doubles, not these home run balls that they hit during batting practice. And the pitchers would be practicing bunting. You know, if I didn't have the DH,
they should be practicing getting on base. I mean, if their pitching's good, then they should probably practice more on getting on base instead of pitching, because your pitching's good.
Well, the whole team needs to practice getting on base when there's runners in scoring position. I just don't. Yeah. I couldn't understand. You asked me if I was mad about the game last night. And what made me mad and upset is the fact that in the ninth inning, in the last minute, all of a sudden, they know how to bat each other in. But in the third inning or second inning, when we had bases loaded, they couldn't manage to do it. Why can they do it at the end of the game but not at the beginning of the game? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I also like DH because the pitchers butt a lot. And so what if there's two strikes and you get a foul ball? They'll strike out.
Yep, that happens a lot. Especially not only with the pitchers, but with our catchers too, unfortunately.
Yeah, our catchers need to step it up. They'll be doing horrible.
Yeah, a lot of them need to step it up. Manny Machado needs to step it up.
Yeah, he gets paid $301 million, and he can't even field a ground ball.
Yeah,
especially that easy ground ball. He just let it go by.
Yeah,
we still like him.
Yes, I like him too, but I just think he can do more than he's doing right now.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if he can make a hard backhand play, then he can make an easy ground ball play.
Yeah, he can do that. Fernando Tatis is something, though, huh?
Yeah.
He's the best on the team right now.
What do you like about Fernando?
Well, he's the fast. He's super fast. He can probably get a triple off a super high pop-up off the wall.
Yeah, I think so.
He can probably hit it inside the park home run from that.
He could. I can see him doing that.
Yeah.
Because he's speedy enough, and he's good. He's got a good eye for hitting the ball. Jake Cronenworth, what do you think of him? He was a surprise this year. Nobody expected him to be as good as he is.
He is really good so far. He leads the Padres on base percentage, and he's absolutely great.
And that triple versus the Rockies was so awesome.
Oh,
I was not expecting that to happen.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either, but it was.
I was expecting
great hit.
I was expecting that to be a double and not a triple.
Yeah, but he turned on the power and got there and got to third base, so it was a triple.
He turned on the speed.
I like him as our permanent second baseman. I'd like to see that.
He turns on Tatis power.
Tatis speed.
And Tatis power. You've got Tatis power.
That's what they, instead of horsepower, they should call it Tatis power.
That's a good idea. I'll have to start doing that. A little bit of Tatis power coming your way. So, any of you guys... entertaining. I know you're really young still. It's too early to think about this sort of thing, but any of you think about going into like broadcasting, like radio or television?
Well, I want to be an NBA player or MLB, but my brother, I would see him doing it.
Yeah, I could.
Being on TV, being what? An announcer, like Alex Minyak.
I would either want to be an MLB player or an MLB announcer.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. You'd be good at that.
Yeah.
And if I was a baseball player, I would want to be a pitcher, but instead of just being super bad at hitting, and I'll just practice pitching before batting practice, and then during batting practice, I'll just start hitting so I can hit home runs.
That's a good idea.
And get on base a lot.
Oh, Lord, we need it. So when Ted Leitner and Jesse Agler retire, we got Cameron waiting in the wings to take over. I guess.
Yeah, I can see them.
I can see.
So what else do you guys want to talk about?
Well,
taking deep breaths again.
What else do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about
the Padres. You think we can step it up?
I think you should ask us some numbers and then we have to guess the players.
Some numbers and guess the players.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to tell us their numbers and then we have to try and guess the players.
Ah, okay. How about 23?
Fernando Tatis Jr.
How about 5?
Gray Garcia.
Good. Let's see. How about 13?
Manny Machado.
Yeah, Manny Machado. Let's see.
Give us a new player.
A new player. I'm trying to think of the numbers because I don't have it right on the computer in front of me. So I'm trying to think and visualize the actual players, the numbers. I think there's isn't there a 16 someplace?
I don't know if there's a
16. There isn't a
16.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
there is a
16. Abraham Amonte.
Oh, no kidding.
So what position does he play?
Plays
catcher?
No. Outfield.
Outfield, yeah.
And then...
Let's see. I'm finding you some more numbers. Pitcher.
Give us the picture.
The picture. How about 34?
Great Stammen.
Right on. Here's another pitcher that was a favorite of mine last year. Number 58.
58?
You know that one.
Trey Wingenter.
That's right. Wing Ding himself.
Yeah, think about that one.
You know when that happened, I really couldn't say his name. It wasn't a bit. I just couldn't say
Trey,
his name.
I was saying Trey what?
Wingenter.
Trey what?
Trey what?
I'll say
Wingenter.
Yeah, me too.
That was a tough one.
All right, how about number 61?
61.
Luis Pedino.
Right on. And how about 50?
50.
And Adrian
Wilhorn.
That's right. Let's see who else we have here. 17.
Zach Davies.
Right. And he'll be pitching today.
He's pitching tonight.
Zach Davies is pitching tonight.
Yep. Number 14.
Oh, 14.
We need a little time to think.
I don't know who that one is. It's 14.
He gave up a 3-run home run.
Pagan?
That's right.
Oh, good job.
Wait, Pagan?
Pagan,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought he hit a three-run home
run. No.
That was nice.
It'd be nice if he hit a three-run home run.
That's number 14 to hit a three-run home run.
How about number 18?
Austin Hedges.
All right. And how about number 11?
Hi, France.
Okay, yeah, that's right. How about 3?
3?
Jorge Mateo.
Right. Wow. Okay, 24. That's my number, 24.
Edward Alvarez.
That's right. I put 24 on my jerseys and stuff because that's the day of my birthday, the 24th. I'm May 24th and definitely a Gemini.
Okay, so your birthday already passed for this year.
Yes. I don't count them anymore. Another year closer to death for me.
We didn't know, so next year we'll give you a birthday present.
Oh, that'll be sweet. I'll have to come on the program again when it's around that time. I'm still doing it. Okay, here's another one for you. 28.
Tommy Pham.
Tommy Pham. Yeah, did you guys hear that he broke a bone in his hand? And
he broke his hand.
Going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks.
How can you break a hand swinging a bat?
It's not like, you know, you would break a bone if something fell on it or you fell down, but you grip the bat hard, and sometimes pressure on the bones like that can crack a bone.
Yeah, you know, when you hit the ball, and sometimes it hurts your hand.
Yeah.
You hit it so hard, it stings. Yeah.
It hits off the very edge of the bed.
Yeah.
Imagine.
So hopefully he gets better real quick.
Imagine you swing a bat, and it hits your hand, and you still hit a home run. And I'd be like,
Should I worry about the hand pain, or should I run around the bases? Decisions. All right, here's another one for you that we haven't done. 32.
Is... Who was 32 last year, remember?
Last year?
Who was 32?
Remember 32 from last year was Samuel Reyes.
So who is it this year?
Jace Tingler.
Oh, yeah, Jace Tingler.
And Tingler is 32, huh?
He is the manager.
Yes.
He's filling in for Franmil Reyes. Franmil Reyes was supposed to be the manager this year, but they traded him. So now Jace Tingler is the manager.
Okay. And now Fran Mills in Cleveland, one of the trades I disliked a lot because we still had him now. And he's batting out home runs left and right in Cleveland. Yeah. If we had him now, we'd have our designated hitter. And it was such a shame when they traded him because he was part of that vibe and that makeup, you know, with Tatis Jr. and Manny and everything. They were all friends. Luis Urias.
Yeah, it's typical Padres.
You learn from a young age.
Everyone leaves, does really good, or we get the superstars and they don't do good.
Yeah.
It's either way, and it's the truth. You can't get by that.
It's like Manny Machado gets the inside the pod from Ryan, and we get him, and he always gets out.
Yeah, that's
unfortunate.
Sometimes it's just bad luck. You know, you hit the ball and you hit it straight to somebody, you know, because they're in the right position. It's just bad luck. It's not that Manny's not hitting the ball. Yeah, he's hitting it, but he's hitting it right to somebody, which defeats the purpose.
I would love to have every player on my team, plus Cody Bellinger and Mookie Betts, like every good player on my team, even all the good pitchers, and I would be like, yay!
Yeah.
And then win, like, all the game, home run, and, like, we'll never get out, so everyone will just quit, and then we'll win the World Series.
And that's a good plan. You gotta see if it's in the budget, though. Our budget isn't quite what the Dodgers' budget is. No. Or the Yankees, but we've made some good trades, I think.
We gotta stay in with 5 games of the Dodgers, at least.
Oh, at least. We like I said, folks, we're recording this on a Monday, so it's not on Wednesday, so the Texas games haven't happened yet that the Padres are going to play. I just hope to heck they win those games and start a winning streak, because
they're on a 5-game losing streak. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's not what we expect out of this team.
I just hope that the Padres sweep the Rangers.
Me too. It's like every time we're on like a good winning streak, it just turns around and we go that long as a losing streak.
Oh, I know. It's so depressing.
Like a 6-game winning streak, and then we turn around to a 6-game losing streak.
Mm. It's frustrating to be a Padres fan, but we still love them.
Yes. It sure is frustrating. I grew up, when I was your age, I grew up because I lived in New York State, so I grew up with the New York Mets, and we were, talk about disappointment every year, except for a couple of years when they were in the World Series.
Yeah.
I grew up with disappointment. So the disappointment with the Padres isn't too rough on me. I didn't grow up with a team that was a winner, so the trials and tribulations of the Padres don't bother me as much as it might somebody else.
It's your fault.
My fault, huh?
They just had their grandparents in town from Utah, and they were saying every time grandparents are watching Padre games with us, we get killed. We lose. So they left this morning, so hopefully we can start winning again.
Maybe. Won't that be something if that actually happens?
every time they're watching a game, we lose, but every time they're not, we win.
I wouldn't say every time, but
almost every time.
Yeah, almost every time.
Just coincidence.
Well, like I said, I hope we'll know the results when you're listening to this of what happened on Monday and Tuesday, because I'm going to post this up on Wednesday. But I do hope you're right with the grandparents leaving and stuff. The luck will change for the Padres. Yep. But they've got to make their own luck. They have to, when we have bases loaded, they have to find ways to move these runners in. And what I see them doing is they get up there and they want the big hit, you know, trying for the home run. And they're hitting nothing but long fly balls out and making unproductive outs. And then they leave the bases loaded. But then it comes.
We need to play together as a team.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's say the bases are loaded and Josh Naylor's up. And then he just hit the grand slam. Like, and we're also up 10 to nothing. Like, they were not winning at all. It's like they just hit a grand slam and then they just get 3 outs right away.
Cameron's imagination is through the roof. He is always constantly, he changes his lineup. He's always just got the best scenarios in his brain.
It seems so. And the winning things, that's good too. It's just not, you know, all gloom and doom and stuff. But, yeah, they have the talent to do that on this team. Like Cameron just said, you know, they've got to work as a team. They have to start playing professional baseball. And part of that is knowing how to hit a single, knowing how to hit a double when you need that to move your runners along. And you don't always have to swing so darn hard that either you strike out or you're hitting, like I said, one of these fly balls that go way to the warning track, but don't make it out and is just like an unproductive out.
You just gotta get on base and that's how you score runs.
You just gotta get like a triple or a double or a single. You don't have to get a home run to score a point. You just like,
but it's nice. I mean,
well, yeah, it's nice if it happens and they're lucky enough to do it, and then fine and dandy if they get a hold of a pitch that's right down the middle. But most times they're not, from what I've been watching the last three games. They're just not getting a good pitch. They're just hitting it with all their might, and it flies to the outfield, and we get three outs. And this happens with the bases loaded and no outs. That's what frustrates me the most. Bases loaded, no outs, and we can't manage to get runners in.
I just lost it.
That happens to me too. I'm in the middle of saying something and I'm like, what?
But our bullpen sucks. It's like MLB says we are supposed to have the best bullpen before the season starts. They jinxed it.
Somebody did something to it because this bullpen isn't working the way it should. And some of these guys are not ready to be in the major leagues. Some of them need to be sent down and we need to get some other arms up because we can't keep giving games away, you know, with the bullpen. But then again, you know, your offense needs to score and give, you know, the pitcher and the bullpen, you know, some insurance runs and runs, you know, on the board, not just like one run part. And so that's part of the equation too, you know.
The starting pitchers are good, but the bullpen and Kirby just can't finish. They give up like 8 runs.
Yeah, Kirby's got something wrong with his hand or his back. Yeah. I forget what it is, but we're not going to see him much. We'll probably see Pomerantz if we get into a save situation. I'm pretty sure Jace Tingler will put in Pomerantz. He's been doing good as a closer.
Yeah, but our offense, we just can't score any run. Can't get on base.
No, that just has to improve.
Or we either get walked like 3 times with like 1 out, and then the bases are loaded, and then they strike back to back. Then they have back to back strikeouts. It doesn't
matter how good our pitcher they're doing if we can't hit.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I just did that. I just want to bang my head against the wall. When that happens, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. All right. We're out of time. And our music's going to be starting here in a moment.
Thanks for calling.
There it goes. Yes. Thanks for calling. Thanks, boys. It was good talking to you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sonia.
We hope to see you in person at the ballpark sometime.
Oh, yeah. Next year. Next year.
We miss you.
I miss you guys, too. But I'll see you soon.
Bye.
All right, that's it for the Philip Brackwell, what I'm saying, the Friar Phil show. I forget who I am. Wasn't that fun talking to the Brummer Brothers? I can't say that very fast. Brummer Brothers. That's almost as hard to say as Wingding. Anyhow, we're all finished. You take care of yourself. Be safe and keep it lit.